Hey there, fellow humans. It's your boy, Dylan Brooks, back with another dose of everyday stoicism to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life. Today, we're diving into something super important, cultivating self-compassion and self-acceptance. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for some unattainable ideal? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others and fall short, leaving you feeling a little deflated? Yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirt a slightly faded one, to be honest. But guess what? The Stoics had this thing down pat centuries ago. They understood the power of treating ourselves with kindness, even when we mess up, and trust me, we all do. Think about it, would you berate your best friend for making a mistake? Would you yell at them for having a bad day? Probably not. So why do we often treat ourselves worse than we treat others? Here's the deal. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about recognizing that we're all human, prone to making mistakes and facing challenges. It's about accepting our imperfections with grace and understanding, just as we would for a friend. Think of it like this. Imagine you're struggling with a tough problem at work. You pour your heart into finding a solution, but hit a wall. What do you do? Do you berate yourself for not being smart enough or capable enough? Or do you acknowledge the challenge, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward? The Stoics would say, embrace the struggle, learn from it, and keep striving. That's self-compassion in action. Now, I know what you might be thinking, easier said than done, right? Well, let me tell you, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, it's worth the effort. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and acceptance in your life. 1. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your inner critic. When those negative thoughts pop up, acknowledge them without judgment. Just observe them like clouds passing by. Remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they don't define who you are. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a close friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you be harsh and critical, or would you offer words of encouragement and support? Extend the same kindness to yourself. 3. Embrace imperfection. Let go of the need to be perfect. We all make mistakes, we all have flaws, and that's perfectly okay. Celebrate your strengths and learn from your weaknesses. 4. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. This can help shift your focus away from negativity and cultivate a sense of contentment. 5. Be kind to yourself. Engage in activities that bring you joy and nourish your soul. Whether it's reading, spending time in nature, or connecting with loved ones, make self-care a priority. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, this amazing woman I know who's juggling a demanding career, family life, and a passion project on the side. She's constantly pushing herself to be her best, but sometimes she gets caught in the comparison game. She sees other people seemingly succeeding effortlessly, and it can leave her feeling inadequate. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah realized she needed to hit the pause button and practice some self-compassion. She started acknowledging her accomplishments, no matter how small. She reminded herself that everyone's journey is different, and compared to who she was yesterday, she was killing it. She also made time for activities that brought her joy, hiking with friends, painting, or simply cuddling up with a good book. By prioritizing self-compassion, Sarah started feeling less pressure and more empowered. She realized that success wasn't about being perfect, but about showing up authentically and doing her best every day. So, remember, fellow humans, be kind to yourselves. Treat yourselves like the amazing, complex, and capable individuals you are. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and keep striving towards a life filled with purpose and meaning. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might need a little reminder of self-love. Let's spread the Stoic message of kindness and acceptance, one conversation at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay simple, stay focused, and keep on shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.